Hey everybody, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk, on this channel we talk Kanye West, and if it looks like I'm a little like sweaty, it's because I am. I just got back from a run, and I didn't want to wait any longer because this stuff is exciting, and I don't know how long it's going to last. So you can see that Show Studio, which was founded by Nick Knight, longtime Kanye collaborator, currently has this live stream going that's showing the Yeezy Gap round jackets that we saw Kanye photographed in earlier last week. And that released on Yeezy Gap. It's the first Yeezy Gap piece to actually come out, which happened 12 hours ago, and they're doing this big celebration of it. So we have some info on this, and you can see all the stuff in the background that's happening. And this is actually something, if you go to this website and click explore, it brings this up, and you can go like this, right? WT, oh, this is bad. Watching, boom. The Boom Throne. And so then I'm supposed to be able to hit send? Huh. Well, maybe it doesn't work. Cool. No? Nothing? Ah, there. Send. I want it on the right projector. So what, do we see it? We're looking over here. There's so many of these, I doubt we're gonna see it. But maybe, the flowers are cool. Anyway, so we have that going on, and there was this post on Show Studio, this Instagram post that said, today's Kanye's 44th birthday, you know, and he celebrated with a surprise Yeezy Gap drop with the round jackets. So the fashion icon and musical genius has now revealed the drop with a floating video created by Nick Knight. West and Knight have collaborated numerous times over the past decade. Knight filmed the Yeezy Season 8 show in Paris, directed Jesus is King, has made music videos for West, including Black Skinhead and Bound 2, and has worked on the Yeezy Supply website. So yeah, a long, long history. So this is currently the only thing that's talking about, but notice that they hype up... Nope, they don't hype up West Day Ever. No, do they hype up? Yeah, in celebration of West Day Ever. So they hype up West Day Ever. And West Day Ever was June 26th last year. You may remember Kanye tweeting about it. It's when he first announced the Yeezy Gap partnership and then announced the whole slew of other things that were going to be happening, like the album, new songs, what was it, like a Yeezy flagship store in Philadelphia, all this stuff. But we don't know if... you know, the day changes, right? If this is just a preview of what June 26th will be, and that's the day we should all look forward to, or if this is counting as West Day Ever 2.0, right? And then Gap.com, or Gap's Instagram page, cleaned out everything on the page except for the round jackets. And they have the link to .com/Yeezy, which... doesn't do anything at this point. Last night it was loading and let you buy the jacket, but right now it's just this. The key thing here is you can see that Boo, Kanye's manager, brother of Akon, says West Day Ever, album on the way, which this is the first time I think we've seen Boo comment on the album since like October or November when he just said there were some technical difficulties that they were working through. You're like, what technical difficulties? Delay an album 4 months and then 6 months into the new year. So if he's actually now saying something about the album being on the way, is it just marketing? Like, he knows that's going to be the thing that just drives up extra hype regarding this release and gets the Kanye fandom kind of buzzing, gets the media attention on this. I guess what I'm saying, is it a publicity stunt, or do we actually have the album on the way? There have been rumors in the online communities that the album was on the way, that it was completely different than what Kanye was working on with Donda. So there is some smoke here, but then we also don't know with Kanye, like, he gave us a firm release date for the previous album and it never came out. And I just don't know what we can expect, but it seems like between Kanye doing this, all the hype around Gap, what Boo's saying, what Casey Pluto has been saying, all the people that we've seen in the Green Tile studio over this last week, that something bigger is happening. There's definitely energy and momentum, so we just have to wait and see where that takes us. Also, for Kanye's birthday, you can see that Kim posted this photo of the family saying, happy birthday, love you for life, which I had to laugh because... I don't know if it's still like this, but it's kind of like back in the day in high school, there was the big difference between if a girl wrote like love you with like L-U-V or the U versus like love you like L-O-V-E with the Y-O-U. There was just a big difference between like actually saying it versus the shorthand. So seeing like the U here, it's like, oh yeah, it's a little more frenzy, right? Like they still have love for each other, but it's not the formal love you. It's just like love you. But really, like, man, you hate to see the divorce happen, but it's nice to see that they're still getting along, that there's still love there. I think Kim also posted little Kanye just looking happy and smiling. And it does seem that the fallout had less to do from what we saw on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, from what Kanye was tweeting and doing, and more so Kim just being unable to keep up with where Kanye was going and everything he was doing. He wants to travel around to all these places and wants her to be there with him when she really wants to be settled in Los Angeles and doing the things that she's doing there. And that geographical difference between them seems to have been the major part of the conflict, which is why they're still on good terms here. So, and then lastly, Casey Pluto. Ghost Bubbles posted this. Someone been trying to get in my hit Instagram for the past couple of hours. If you see me commenting on anything Donda related about dates, that's cap. It also makes me wonder if, I mean, I think at this point, if Boo is hacked, he would have deleted this or said something about it. But there have been a weird number of hacks relating to Kanye. I made that video a couple weeks back where it was the video that was posted on Eminem's channel that was the collaboration song between Em and Kanye. I think what Playboi Carti's YouTube channel was hacked with an extended intro and outro to the Playboi Carti Kanye West song Go to the Moon. So of all the songs that Playboi Carti has done, they just happened to hack in and post something relating to Kanye. And then who was it? Aunt Clemens got hacked relating to a Kanye song release, and then somebody else that was in Kanye's world also got hacked. So now we see Casey Pluto also being hacked. A little strange. It just seems like people in his camp are being targeted and being targeted to create hype around Kanye music. So we also have that as an interesting subplot in all of this. So as everybody's starting to like perk up and look for any sign that the album's happening, it seems to be there's hackers on the loose trying to play into that and get our hopes way hyped. But I guess that's part of the fun of all of this. So yeah, that's it. If you want to draw some things on this and watch it, just go ahead and go to Show Studio. I wonder if that's Nick Knight going through taking some photos. I actually don't know what Nick looks like. Nana Among Us. That's funny. Donda. Cool. All right. So that's it for this video. As more happens throughout the day, or if anything more happens throughout the day, of course, we'll be back to make a video, hopefully freshly showered. But if you want to support the channel, the easiest way is to like, subscribe, comment, as those things tell YouTube. This is a channel people enjoy. We also have our podcast, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West, which is on Apple, Spotify, Tidal, everywhere you listen to podcasts. It's a song-by-song analysis of Kanye's discography, looking at the themes and narratives and deeper meanings. So it will forever change how you listen to Kanye. We're finishing up our 2.0 season of Graduation and getting ready to head into 808s and Heartbreak. So look forward to all of that and check out the Homecoming episode. It is mind-blowing. We also co-wrote the current season of A Dissect, Yeezus. The Bound 2 episode just dropped today and is a doozy. I highly recommend that. And we also have our movie analysis website, Film Colossus. So if you want explanations of movie endings and just to have a better idea of how narrative works and to get some insights into how narrative gets constructed and how movies look for deeper patterns and things in movies, check out Film Colossus. And that's it. And what's up ever? Yeah. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy.